Alright. Hear ye, hear ye. The Winchester Town Board is now in session. Good evening, everyone. I would like to start by having everyone announce who they are. Starting with the very beginning.
Tamara Williams, I'm with Commissioner June Killiani's office.
My name is Robert Mikes.
Hi, Judy Siegel.
She's the Vice Chairman.
Thanks.
Welcome. John Delabos.
And Roxanne Delabos.
And maybe
County staff.
Oh, pardon me. And also county staff, I apologize.
John, let's have a pledge of allegiance.
Oh, yes, yeah, absolutely. We'd like to have a pledge of allegiance. Robert, why don't you lead us?
Okay. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Let's start by reading the agenda for this evening. Is that like correct?
The what?
Start by reading the agenda for this evening.
No, now you gotta tell everyone to turn off their phones and all.
Oh, okay. Let me, this is an inaugural voyage here, so watch me get shipwrecked. Let me start by public comment. I shouldn't like read the outline, that would help, right?
Yeah.
If there are during this period is devoted to comments by the general public about any items on this agenda, it's really not for discussion or action or votes taken on the agenda. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time when they're presented. If you wish to speak to the board and council about any items within jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comment by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, just up front, if applicable, and clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of a presentation longer than the usual 3 minutes, that may be done by the chair or the person or majority vote of the council. I would like to move for approval of the meetings of the last minute, minutes for the last meeting for July 31st.
All in favor?
All in favor.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, sir. I also would like to approve the agenda for the 14th of August of this year. And I do not believe we have any items being held or deleted, so that's something we're going to proceed. So I would like to make that motion for the approval of the agenda. All those in favor?
All in aye. Favor? Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Aye. Opposed? Nobody? Okay. So we have the following items on the planning and zoning agenda for this evening. DR 18-0535, STR Investments LLC, a design review for a fast food restaurant with drive-through on 1.2 acres in a C2 general commercial zone with the NUD4 overlay district, generally located on the east side of Maryland Parkway, 260 feet south of Karen Avenue within the Winchester Township. Item two is UC 18-0541. One at a time.
Ask okay. If the applicant's present.
Oh, pardon me. Is the applicant for the item present?
Yes, sir.
Please identify yourself for the record.
I'm Macaulay, 6671 South Las Vegas Boulevard. Sorry. So this is a proposed KFC restaurant located at 2750 South Maryland Parkway. Attached in your packets are the site plan, the landscape plan, the colored elevations, the floor plan, and a cross-section exhibit. We are in compliance with all Clark County code requirements, and we are not applying for any waivers. Open it up for any questions?
Okay.
on Maryland Parkway in Cairns?
Correct.
So
it's
past the what is it called?
Cash for loans or whatever?
No, the exercise place. Place I should go to.
LBAC?
Right.
Is it possible?
I'm not sure. This is what we're gonna have in here. Residential.
Oh, okay.
Questions from the board?
Do we have any questions from the members of the board or from the?
No questions from the.
No questions.
Open it up to the public.
Any questions from the public? I motion to approve this item with staff recommendations.
I second.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming. Oh, by the way, I like the fact that you have a lot of landscaping. That's really nice.
Thank you.
I noticed that.
And don't forget to go to your September 4th planning commission meeting.
Okay, item number two. UC180541 Resorts World Las Vegas LLC. Use permits for the following modifications for the food high impact project. Recreational facility indoor water park and deviations are shown for plan on file. The deviations for the following are reduced setbacks, reduced height setback ratio adjacent to an arterial street, which is Las Vegas Boulevard South, allow primary access to a shopping center with commercial retail restaurant uses from the exterior of the resort, and all of the deviations are shown for plans on file. There's waivers of development standards for the following: reduced setbacks, non-standard improvements within the future right-of-way of Las Vegas Boulevard South, and design reviews for the following: modifications to an approved high-impact project, a resort hotel, Resorts World, and all associated accessory uses, including retail sales, restaurants, nightclub, day club, entertainment areas, recreational areas, public and bathhouse areas, and other accessory uses, 3 low-rise and mid-rise buildings and structures, and 4 all other accessory and incidental buildings and structures of 87.8 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone in the MUD 1 overlay district, generally located on the west side of Las Vegas Boulevard South, the east side of Santa Diego Studio Drive, and the north side of Resorts World within Winchester. For possible action is the applicant here.
Hi, I'm Greg Borgel, 300 South 4th Street, here for Resorts World. So this is the one that I've been advertising for the last 2 or 3 meetings as you've approved various elements. And this is the actual approval of the revised project. The area in question is crosshatched on what I handed out. And then that really is the only purpose of the site plan. There's nothing dramatic other than showing you where it is. It's on Las Vegas Boulevard, as you can see. And as we talked about before, we are reducing the Asian emphasis, the theming, that's my word, by the way, not theirs, of the project, so that we still have a very significant Asian component here on the extreme right, as you see, looking at it from Las Vegas Boulevard. It's the north end of the property. Although it looks small, that's actually a large building, which tells you how large the other buildings are. And the elevations here of the towers are substantially unchanged, but what has changed is the elevation of this area, which coincidentally looks like it's crosshatched to match the crosshatching there, but it's actually the way the panels are put on that. And that will be the new front-facing element. And the exciting part of that element is that it's going to be a indoor water park, which will be amenity to the property overall and its many thousands of rooms, but will be open to residents if they want to come use the facility. Obviously, I assume there'll be a charge for that, like anywhere else. But that then becomes one of the big amenities of the property, which is an entirely enclosed indoor water park. Staff has recommended approval. The applicant accepts the conditions. Now, staff made one exception in their comments, but it's a little misleading. they recommended denial of one element. And the element they recommended denial of is that there is a line that this county has defined as possibly a place where they might want to expand Las Vegas Boulevard someday. Staff doesn't bless that in its entirety, but what they do is they impose a condition which says, if we ever really do widen Las Vegas Boulevard, which by the way seems pretty doubtful because widening Las Vegas Boulevard would, among other things, require the removal of Encore's Beach Club and a variety of other properties up and down the strip. So the likelihood of a massive widening of Las Vegas Boulevard is pretty slim, but to protect the county's interests, they impose these conditions, which says, when they ask, the property owners will dedicate what's needed to widen Las Vegas Boulevard, and to the extent that that requires a removal or a redoing or a shortening of some of the improvements now being proposed, that will be the applicant's responsibility entirely at their expense. And although there was considerable mumbling and grumbling in the industry when this came out from people like the Wims, who said, I'm building a $100 million addition, you're telling me, you might tell me to take it down. In the end, everyone has come on board. And I brought along a couple of examples to show you that, in fact, that condition is being imposed on both sides of the strip, up and down the strip, and everybody has become reconciled to it, let us say. One of these, that one that you're looking at there is at Treasure Island, where they did a lot of improvements in the front. The property owner said, all right, if everybody's doing it, we'll sign up too. And that's the case here. So the applicant here has accepted these conditions as well. And that answers the concern that was raised about building something in the, quote, potential future right away at Las Vegas Boulevard. So with that, we would hope that you would follow the staff recommendation, the if-approved recommendation of staff with these conditions. And as you know, we're out there building it, so contrary to what people at one time said, this is a real project. And available to answer your questions.
I just have one question for you, Greg. What's the timeline on the project?
They're all building it now.
Well, when's the completion date?
Oh, well, see, now this is only phase one, so that's kind of a trick question.
Oh, gotcha. How many phases are there?
Well, that's also
a tricky question.
So, but I'll give you some tricky questions. I'll give you an answer. This phase is looking at being, you know, two more years to build out if all goes very well. And the next phases would involve other participants in the same way that, for example, the Four Seasons is a component of Mandalay Bay. There'll be other partners involved in the other phases. So maybe there'll be two phases, maybe there'll be three, but in general terms, we can flip back to the site plan, that's what this mysterious vacant area is for, those future phases.
Very exciting. Thanks, Fred.
Okay.
So it's pretty much like the original configuration of the Boyd's development, the Echelon site, in that they had additional buyers in four properties, four other boutique hotels they had already brought online.
Right, and in the same approximate locations.
Right.
So the difference here is we have a new firm building it out, Resorts World, an international corporation, and they are finishing some of the components that the Boyd Group started. Mm-hmm. They're trying not to tear everything out if they can avoid it. They're trying to finish some of the components.
Awesome.
This is the next phase, which will keep them busy for a couple of years.
Any other questions from the board?
Any questions
None from me.
From the audience?
Any questions from the board?
Well, seeing we have no questions, I move to approve as presented. All those in favor?
Well, aye. It was presented with the...
Well, the if-approved conditions will solve it.
Okay, yeah. Sorry.
Okay, that's fine. I need all the help I can get.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Greg.
And I'll recycle these
Thanks,
to the next level. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, moving right along. our last and final item on the agenda. WC 1840170 Vintage Land Holdings, Second LLC. It's a waiver of conditions of a use permit, UC 0228-14, requiring live entertainment limited from 2 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. for music to stop in conjunction with the recreational facility, concert, events, and festivals, and fairground with accessory uses and buildings on 48 acres in an RVP recreational vehicle park zone, C2 general commercial zone, and an H1 limited resort and apartment zone in the MUD1 overlay district, generally located on the southwest corner of Sahara Avenue, Las Vegas Boulevard South, and then Winchester is the applicant's cousin.
And it's great for Gell again, 300 South 4th Street, here on behalf of this applicant, who I've also been here before previously on. This is the festival grounds at the southwest corner of Las Vegas Boulevard in Sahara, which was used most memorably for Rock and Rio, but on a couple of other occasions as well, for musical events. The use permit remains in place. To the best of my knowledge, they've complied with all conditions previously imposed and are accepting the conditions now recommended by staff. The issue before you is that at one time, originally, they had asked to have the beginning time for the events at 2 p.m. And they now find that there is a market for starting a little earlier. So this condition waiver that's before you would allow them to start events at 11 in the morning rather than 2 p.m. Wouldn't change necessarily the closing hours, but it might, because if you start earlier, you might be able to close earlier. And it doesn't change the tune-up hours, which were of some concern to some neighbors. Apparently, some bands got out there making very early noise. They've subsequently changed that by means of their contractual relationship. When you want to use the facility now, you're limited to when you can make tune-up noises. So this would affect performance time and allow them to begin at 11 a.m. Initially, it would be for iHeart
Regional Festival.
Who do want to begin at 11, and consistent with what I just said might be the result, they would plan to quit at 6 p.m. So this would be, in this case at least, a move forward in basically the hours of operation, which sounds to me like a good deal, and hopefully others in the future would use it as well. Again, staff has recommended approval. They've agreed to conditions, and we hope you would as well.
Any questions or comments from the board? I have one comment only, and that is referring to something that you alluded to. Basically, they were doing sound checks before 8 a.m.
Well, if they do now, they'll be violating their contract because we've written that into the contract. So it will no longer be a good faith, be reasonable question.
Yeah, because they weren't reasonable.
Well, who would have thought these rockers would get off at 5 in the morning?
Yes. I mean, yeah, really. Yeah, I agree. That was my only point.
Okay,
any comments or those present? Okay, I move for approval from the board. We have no further discussion.
I second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Looks like that's it.
Yes, yeah, so now when can we get you all to volunteer for the City Planning Commission to handle these matters?
I don't know.
Oh, by the way, John's taking care of your stuff.
I know, he's there.
He's there right now.
Yeah, I'm stressing
yeah,
out about
that's
that.
Another one I was supposed to be there at 6 and midnight. Oh, well. But he seems to have a real good handle on it for whatever it's worth to do.
Now I'd like to open this
Thank
for
you.
Public
Great.
Comment from anybody in our audience here present, any comments or items they'd like to bring up before the board. So please state your name and come up to the front. Nope? Okay. Hearing nothing, I adjourn this meeting. Thank you for coming.